no, this can't be happening. I can wait it out until tomorrow. Distractions, that's what I need. Across from me is the chief of the tribe. Over to his left, I can see a woman weaving a blanket. And the topless girl in a sarong. I stare, hesitation. No, don't go there. This isn't working. I'll just get up and walk along the longhouse veranda. As I trip over the bamboo floor, I observe a weathered-faced man mending his fishing net. And then there is the head house. I peek in. It's dark, but I can make out the small, darkened skulls hanging from the thatched roof. For crying out loud, focus! I look for a hole in the floor, any enclosure for privacy. I get distracted again. I see a couple of men tattooing a man's leg with a crude pin attached to a long stick. I ask one of them. He looks up, purses his lips like he is going to kiss me in the direction of the jungle. Oh no, not out there in the dark. Realizing I have no choice, I unsteadily step down the wooden ladder to the jungle path. As I do, another man stops me, telling me, not on that side, too many snakes near the river. I look at him in disbelief. Right, I say out loud. I turn around and walk over to another entrance, stumbling down the wooden steps. At the bottom, I look out into the twilight, gradually blending into darkness. As I slowly step into oblivion, the only thing I can think of is Charmin, wondering how the mechanics without my favorite tissues. Then I hear it, a rustling. I take a couple more steps, more rustling. My heart starts racing, thinking the worst. I come to a fork in the path and take the one most trodden down. It surely must lead to some crude structure. As I walk to the left, I sense my nemesis is getting even closer. The call of nature overtakes me. With only the jungle ahead of me, I rush to the nearest tree, squat down, expecting to be pounced on by the unknown entity. Squatting there, the relief overwhelms me, not concerned about being devoured by the monster in the dark. After the bout of Montezuma's revenge, I stand up, look around, and pull off a very broad leaf, actually several, from a nearby bush. Whew, I did it. I zipped up with a sense of accomplishment, hurry back to the longhouse. As I do, I hear and feel a swish along my trousers as I see a village pig rushing to where I had just squatted down. I stared in disbelief as I watched the pig having a late night snack. Snapping out of it, I think to myself, now that's jungle style recycling.